In verse 4, it talks about how the fathers, the ancestors of these people that Zechariah was talking to, they didn't heed that warning. They had died. The ancestors of those ancestors didn't heed the warning to repent. They died as well. They probably just kind of enjoyed having their own spiritual binoculars, focusing on everybody else and not their own flaws. And let's face it, it's kind of fun focusing on everyone else's mistakes and sins and missteps. How many people like that more than kind of looking at yourself and the problems? Lent, my friends, Ash Wednesday, actually is nothing more than the prophets saying, hey, time out. Drop the spiritual binoculars. Check yourself out. Practice repentance. Just to review real quick here, what is repentance? And I'll take this off. It's probably silly looking at a pastor with binoculars on. What is repentance? Repentance is two parts. Lutherans have always taught there's two parts to repentance. I think it's really helpful, old school understanding here. The first part is, and in Zechariah, the two parts are, if you return to me, then I will return to you. The first part is, if you return to me, which is recognizing being sorry for the sin that we have done. It's much deeper than that even. It's being disgusted, revulsed, sick in the stomach over the sin that we've done. Some of you are in the old school Lutheran church may remember the old words in the Lutheran confession. They would say, I am heartily sorry. Do you remember that phrase? I am heartily sorry. Or maybe you remember this one. I deserve temporal and... you know better than I do. The whole point of that was to say, I'm really deeply sorry for the sin that I've committed. That's the point. It's not just to go through the mechanics of saying the words, but to say, I'm really sorry for what I've done. It's kind of like this, going over to your neighbors and spilling a drink on their couch. Does that make you feel bad? It makes me feel bad. I feel embarrassed. I'm sick in my stomach. And then they come to you and say how much it cost them to clean up the stain on the couch. That makes you feel even worse when you hear that, how much it costs, right? Now, see, that's what God's saying here. When we violate the commandments that are mentioned here in Zechariah, commandment 1 through 10, when we violate what is owned by God, the commandments, see, we're staining God's couch. We're staining what is God's. And that makes us upset, and it may make us feel a little guilty. But here's what makes us feel really guilty about it, is when God reminds us of the cost of that. The cost was, you know what it was? His son. That makes us sick. So the first part of repentance is kind of feeling really bad. It's not really great news. It's feeling sick in our stomach over what we've done. So there's the first part. Now the second part is just as important. And it's captured there in Zechariah 1:3. If you return to me, the second part is, I will turn to you. The second part of repentance that we do when we practice repentance is believing that God is merciful, that he has good intentions for us, that he'll turn to us no matter what. Do you believe that? And so isn't God, doesn't he demand perfection? Doesn't God, isn't he really about punishing? Isn't that what I hear in the Bible? It, you know, how does that square with he's going to turn and forgive and love me? Now, as a pastor, what I've observed is that people are willing to admit that they've made a mistake, they've sinned, they confess that. But there is a struggle often to believe deep down that God can forgive, that God is merciful. And God is. I don't know if any of you have heard of this game. It's kind of a youth kind of game. Children play this maybe even. It's called Bigger and Better. Maybe not. Bigger and Better is played this way. Youth and neighborhood gather together, and they get something that's not of a lot of value, let's say a dime. And then they kind of spread out and try to get something that's bigger and better. So they go to a neighbor and they say, what can I have in exchange for this dime? And the neighbor gives them something bigger and better. Then they take that item that they got and they go to another neighbor and they try to trade up. And then they all return and see which person got the item that's the biggest and the best. Does that sound like fun?